would like to go and to take rest, so we don't need to go on with this conference. This is no problem.
No, it has nothing to do with taking rest. I'm fine. We should just continue. So let's see if devotees have some particular questions.
Может быть, я задам те вопросы, которые Матаджи. Can you hear me, Guru Maharaj?
I can hear you, yes.
So there are some questions devotees sent to me to ask your divine grace. And the first concern is your health. What is the situation now?
What is the situation about my health?
Yes.
Well, aside from just this temporary that I'm not well right now, I'm all right. I'm doing my exercises that I need to do for this back condition, and that keeps it in check. That's it's very effective. As long as I do the exercises, then I'm functional.
Guru Maharaj, many thanks for your SMS concerning marathon. Srimati Krishnapriya and myself read them daily at morning programs in Brahmachari Ashrama.
Uh-huh.
Also, I sent them to internet conference of your Russian disciples. And by request of Moscow Temple, I sent them there as well, and the temple broadcast them through their channel. And everybody appreciates. Thank you very much. It's great.
I'm glad that the devotees are appreciating. But that child, that baby should go into the background, because I have difficulty in hearing. I can't exactly hear because it sort of overrides what you're saying. Okay, and then...
Uh-huh. Krishnapriya Devadasi question.
Uh-huh.
First question is, Devahuti served Kardama Muni for many years and was awarded by his blessing. Among other blessings, there was love of Godhead. Why, after that, did she ask him to award her with fearlessness?
I can hear you, yes. Okay, and anyway, let me just answer what I understand. The reason why Devahuti wanted a child is because she was in the body of a woman, and it's natural for women to want children. However, for the same reason, because she's in the body of a woman needs to be protected and always to be with her husband. That's the natural social position. And even if she was very advanced spiritually, still she didn't want to be in an unprotected condition or feel unprotected, and that's why she wanted to be fearless. And as far as getting love of Godhead, her getting love of Godhead, she got the blessing that she would get love of Godhead. That didn't mean that she just immediately got it on that second. It means that she got it through Kapila, Lord Kapila's teachings, and putting his teachings into practice, because that's what the rest of the pastime reveals.
Another question by Krishnapriya Mataji.
Uh-huh.
What kind of association with advanced devotees should we have to advance ourselves? Should it be personal contact, or hearing their classes and reading their books is enough? Shall we advance only if we talk with them exclusively about Krishna, or other topics are also beneficial?
What was the question? I forgot.
what kind of association with advanced devotees?
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, I understand. Anyway, I think Krishnapriya knows the answer to the question. The most important thing is to hear from Vaishnavas. And if one has the opportunity to render personal service, that's also all right, but it's not so important. And then as far as topics are concerned, topics should be of a philosophical nature or things in relationship to Krishna. Those topics can be answered without any real direct involvement in terms of someone's personal life. Personal issues or answers to real, very practical questions are often only relevant if the person really knows your situation firsthand. Well, devotees think, they shouldn't think that advanced devotees or spiritual master just knows everything about them, and therefore they can give complete answers about what bus to take to work or other personal issues in terms of their life. So if devotees don't have, if Vaishnavas don't really have information, then they're not going to be able to give very good answers, and therefore better not to ask them questions. Or if you ask such questions, then don't expect anything more than general answers. Don't expect things that are very specific, but things which are principle related. Okay, and then next.
Thank you very much.
Next thing.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
The last question in my list, Guru Maharaj. Prabhu is asking, my japa beads have broken, should I send your divine grace, and you said to chant first on them?
No, he should just restring his own his old japa beads. Why does he want to get new beads? Why would he want new beads? What's wrong with the old ones? Do you think every time japa beads are broken, then I'm supposed to chant on them? Of course they break, but they can also be repaired. You don't throw out japa beads just because the string is broken. You just restring them. Okay, what else?
Thank you.
Other questions?
I have got one question.
Okay.
Question is concerning donations, actually help, which we give to our relatives. So I have a practical situation when my mother, she's going to be a pensioner very soon. So her pension is going to be very small. So I kind of feel some obligation towards her that I sent her some money because she... She won't be able to survive with this pension. So, but then of course I know that she will spend this money on all different things. Like she will buy also meat and all things which she's eating. So now I don't know what to do. So from one point I feel obliged to help her, and from another point of view I don't want to send her the money which she will spend on sinful activities. So please, can you comment on this?
You're going to translate? I think you need to act according to your conscience. Although from a transcendental spiritual point of view, devotees have fulfilled all their obligations, still as a householder's business is to help help maintain family, especially those who helped you, like your mother, who's certainly an important person in life. I don't know how practical it is, but you know, or what amount you want to do, but you can do something like just send her money in a very specific way, which means maybe you just pay her rent directly, or you pay her bills, or something like that, in which case she's not using money you're giving her for, I don't know, meat or vodka or things like that. You understand? In other words, you make it very specify exactly what money that you're giving, what things you're giving money for, and then that's all. What do you think of that?
It's like very practical and.
Anyway, I don't think if devotees have means. It's one thing when a devotee is being maintained by a temple, but a devotee who's maintaining themselves, who has some type of income, they should return the help that their parents once rendered them also, because that's how we came to Krishna consciousness also. So I think that that's proper.
Я думаю, что преданные, которые живут в храме и которые как бы зарабатывают себе на жизнь, что они должны заботиться о своих родственниках, потому что это их обязанность, потому что благодаря ним мы появились на свет, и в конце концов благодаря ним они нас вырастили, благодаря ним мы пришли в сознание Кришны.
Anyway, that seems to be what I would do. I'm not in that situation because my parents have what they need, but it's what I would do.
Я бы в такой ситуации поступил точно так же. Мои родители, они обеспечены, поэтому мне не нужно им посылать деньги. Но если бы мои родители были в такой ситуации, я бы заботился о них.
Okay, now let's talk just about something else for a minute. Let's talk about when we're going to have the next conference.
Давайте договоримся.
Someone wants to say something?
Преданные, вы хотите что-то сказать? Может?
Да, Рамия.
Yeah, it is convenient for you.
Next Thursday. That's on the 25th. Okay, but then we should. Can we have it a little earlier, like at 5 o'clock my time, which is 7 o'clock your time? Is that all right?
Yeah, this is all right.
Okay, otherwise everyone else is all right.
Все хорошо, как бы все в порядке. Вишванатха Прабху is saying that Apramayatma Prabhu is here. He's online. Oh. So if you have some message for him, you can do it now.
Hare Krishna. Well, I hope that he's very well and preaching and everything is going nicely. I just said I hope everything is going well for him. Hare Krishna. All right, I will go. There's Jai Radhe and Ramya and Ananta Das and Dalji Das and Tatyana and Anushuya, Mantrini, Tangavidya, Kamarasa, Krishnananda, Baladev, Shapagat, Sivaram Swami. Oh, that's me. Okay. So next week we'll talk.
Хорошо, преданный, тогда на следующей неделе.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.